This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The House will convene later today as Republicans try again to elect a speaker for the new Congress. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy fell short in a series of votes yesterday. The AP's Sagar Magani has this.
Is it the day I wanted to have? No.
McCarthy vowed to keep fighting, even as the GOP's most conservative members, like Chip Roy, pledged to end business as usual.
This is about the future of the country.
The House's immediate future, though, is in doubt. It can't fully form without a speaker. Number two House Republican Steve Scalise is urging Roy and others to drop their protest.
We all came here to get things done.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says unless some reasonable Republicans step in,
they have no way out.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Buffalo Bills' Damar Hamlin remains in critical condition at a Cincinnati hospital after going into cardiac arrest on the field in Cincinnati. His uncle says that Hamlin had to have his heart restarted twice, once on the field and once at the hospital. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Fans have gathered outside University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Bills fans and Bengals fans, like Billy Jefferson.
It was just a big shock. Like, it was just a big silence. Like, no one knew what to do.
Hamlin's family expressed gratitude for the support, saying, "Keep praying." I'm Ed Donahue.
Moscow says Russian soldiers using unauthorized cell phones allowed Ukraine to figure out the location of military personnel and launch a strike over the weekend that killed 89 Russian troops in Ukraine. Missouri executed a transgender woman last night for a 2003 killing. Amber McLaughlin was convicted of stalking and killing a former girlfriend. Her final written statement said she was sorry for what she did. The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $940 million. This is AP News. Now to what the U.S. is doing about visa and consular services in Cuba.
The U.S. Embassy in Cuba is opening to visa and consular services for the first time since diplomatic staff members experienced unexplained health issues in 2017. Visa and consular services were closed on the island after embassy staff were hit with a series of health incidents from alleged sonic attacks that remain largely unexplained. That meant that many Cubans who wanted to legally migrate to the U.S. had to first fly to places like Guyana. The embassy says it will begin processing immigrant visas with a priority placed on permits to reunite Cubans with family already in the U.S. and others like the Diversity Visa Lottery. I'm Donna Warder.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis was sworn into a second term Tuesday. He talked about national issues like immigration and inflation and highlighted his own plans for the state. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.